if there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JeffG Tonight. We are multi-streaming on YouTube and Twitter. I hear that Elon wants to start paying live streamers more. Nikita Beer, the great shaman of X and X content management, has said we will increase by an order of magnitude the reward for streaming on X. So I am streaming on X. Now, I don't know. Normally, when I stream on X, the crowds don't come as much. People don't like the chat. The chat sucks on X. But we'll see. Maybe we'll attract a crowd, and maybe we can build progressively, and hopefully X will improve the interface, because I don't think people like to hang out on a live stream on X. It's not the same feeling. I'm looking at the YouTube chat. The YouTube chat is alive. It's our fans. People don't come on X to socialize and to talk in the chat. But in any case, we'll be doing it on both platforms tonight. See how it goes. See if the connection can handle it. And I'm only asking, I would love if X was a good streaming platform where you can make money. It's not the case yet. It's not pleasant. The interface is very weird when the chat is invading the right. It's not contained. It's not well presented. Deadstar says, Kick has infinite crypto billions to pay streamers. Well, yeah, but the problem with Kick is, yeah, sure, for the streamers who have a deal, they are popular on there. But I know I've been going through this again and again in the business. When you join these things, like when I joined Rumble at the beginning, when they were doing all these contracts with special streamers and giving special status, you end up being at the bottom of the algo. And yes, the X algo is cooked, says David last name. Absolutely. So you guys let me know on the Twitter chat if you're receiving me. And I see Photoman is saying, hi, JF. So we are being received on the two sides. A little news before we start our psychological analysis, a very important thing. Vladimir Putin's phone call with Donald Trump lasted almost 2 hours. In the call, Putin warned Trump of the extremely dire consequences for the region and the international community should the US and Israel restart offensive operations against Iran. So warned that a ground operation against Iran would be extremely dangerous and unacceptable. That is Putin putting a limit, a line in the sand. He doesn't want the U.S. to cross this. Plapidas says, X Livestream is designed the way it is on purpose. The viewer is meant to passively watch. Exactly, and that leads, you cannot even accumulate in the chat room before the live stream starts. So I started the live stream through Streamlabs. That is the only way an event will start on X. So already the platform is unfit for a small show like mine, where we like to hang out, where we discuss the show before I come live. There are lots of things that are expected in the live streaming business, and X does not provide them. But sure, I mean, if Elon sends me money to make a live stream proportional to what I'm doing on YouTube, I will absolutely convert to X. I love the freedom of speech. I love the carelessness about, you don't have to walk around subjects. Like tonight, I demonetized the video, so I'm a little more free to speak tonight about these events, because we're going to talk about the psychology of violence and this has been awakened in me by Richard Spencer. When I came to Richard's show yesterday, he asked me about Cole Hallen, and I hadn't thought about it. I had seen the manifesto. I had consulted just a little bit of the stuff. But I hadn't realized to what extent we are dealing with a political terrorist that is a product of female elementary school hypermoralism. And this is the key of my discourse tonight. Cole Hallen is what you get. Cole Hallen is what you get when you have a hypermoral, state-sanctioned system of moral preferences that is mostly managed by females. And as we have said yesterday in the stream, there is a big leftist lie at the heart of all this. And it puts men in a state of despair. And it traps men at a point where they cannot complain about it. And here's the recipe for the balance of leftist extremism. On the one hand, you cannot in leftism feel entitled to a woman. That is one of the big no-nos of leftism. You cannot feel that you are due a woman by the world. That is barred because women are the ultimate unit of liberty in leftism. They make the choice about everything. And if they discard you, if you are a reject, and here, when we talk about reject, we talk about the mechanism of how you end up being politically violent or how mass shootings are caused. But in leftism, the reject is not entitled to claim that his rejection is unjust. So it's very different the mass shootings that you have in school where the reject says, I have been rejected by the world. I will take vengeance against the people who reject me. When you have a Cole Hallen, it's the opposite at the other end of the spectrum where he says, I am in a state of despair. And he's never going to say, because I've been rejected. He's never going to say it. Because he wants to go out with a bang. He wants to go out of this state of despair by saying, I still have a cause in this greater scheme. I have been rejected by females. I have been fooled into thinking that everyone can do anything. And this is the big lie of leftism. You are so great. You're doing these games. Wow, you're an indie game creator, but it's a shit game. Oh wow, you have a diploma at Caltech? Oh my god, Caltech. Oh, and you're a professor. Wow. You're doing so good as a professor. But none of this will get you laid. This is the big lie of leftism. They create a space for you in society. But what they don't tell you is that the world works much more the way Clavicular presents it. The world works much more the way Nick Fuentes presents it. They're telling you the truth. The truth is, no matter how much you find a space for yourself in leftist society, the background of the universe of female choice still works on the natural track. Even if she has pink hair, even if she's a Marxist revolutionary, she's not going to choose you. The world still operates on money, acquisition of power, beauty. That's it. And Cole Hallen was fooled. He was fooled all of his life, being told that he wasn't the right path. Oh, you're doing all these good things for people in wheelchairs. Oh, wow, you're using the power of science to help people. You go, girl. Oh, wow, you're being so apologetic. You're being so respectful of everyone's consent. That is so great. You're exactly the kind of ideal guy any woman would want. Now, when they tell you this, it also means that they don't want you. John Goodrich says, so JF, I got drunk on Friday night and accidentally had sex with this girl I met at the bar. Never thought I would do that, but she was wearing a skirt. Okay, bro, whatever, whatever. Do whatever you have to do. Photoman says, will Elon revolutionize X to be a space for free and open discussion again? I would hope so, but we're far from there. David, last night, Elon has ruined X by just doing a little less censorship, but still doing it. It's so easy. It should be so easy. You just don't censor. You just let a fair algorithm, you inspect all of the line. You can even ask Grok. Grok will tell you exactly where in the algorithm you're still being unfair. Because the world wants fairness. Fairness is the way you detect talent. And yeah, you can dunk on JF Head. You can reduce all of my tweets because, oh, they're a little bit about race and a little bit about woman. But it's going to bring you nowhere. You're going to have an artifice. Just like leftism. Just like the artifice that has been proposed to Cole Allen to be kept as the little eunuch. The little neutered eunuch. That is what Cole Allen was. A little eunuch without testicles. Clipped by the left. Clipped by the females who raised him. And we'll see the videos of him. He was doing all by the book of the system of institutional leftism. Even getting a job. Wow. Teacher of physics. But that's not enough. That's not enough because the true pattern of female sexual selection has nothing to do with political ideals. It still works on the natural track. You've been fooled by a part of the brain of females that won't even choose you. So we have some of the videos. Actually, this picture has clarified what happened to me. Because Cole Allen, we see him take the run from the metal detector. And if you just watch the video, you have the impression that he doesn't get shot at all. He goes through the detector door, runs here, and then he gets very far here before anything seems to happen. However, a review of the muzzle flashes, apparently, reveals that Cole Allen, on this run right here, just from here to here, appears to have been hit perhaps three times by at least an attempt at shooting him by this officer right here. So it is this officer who already, one step into the metal detector, knew already that he had to shoot this guy. Cole Allen was trying to make the run. He thought he would be let to be. He thought he could go through the security. So apparently he had been hiding in an area here, hiding for a long time, maybe days, maybe he had prepared to be there for a long time. But certainly hours, and eventually he thought that this would be a low security area, but it was high security enough that they forced him through a metal detector. So you see him trying to go for the run, and already a very, very efficient, very beautiful work by the police here. This guy has been the one with the reactions. John Goodrich, if you continue your stupid comments, I'm banning you. You're just annoying. Like seriously, you think you can come here and make jokes about something totally different? Bro, make your own fucking show. You're going to get 2 viewers on your fucking stupid jokes. In fact, let's ban this fucking guy. Let's fucking ban this guy for being fucking idiotic. It's like, your jokes are not funny, bro. That's why you see my face on video and not yours, John Goodrich. That's why I'm here. Your jokes sucks. So already it seems that he had been touched. Now he continued the run. But he probably was injured to the point of not being able to continue already. And that is the story of the attempt of Cole Allen. And thankfully for him, he finds himself not having been killed by these 4 shots. Cole Allen finds himself now in court where he's going to be able to just do his little shtick which is the very, very polite guy. This is what this guy is about. He's just a very, very polite, frustrated against fascism, frustrated against Trump type of guy. A leftist, a product of female public education. So that's how he looks like. Cole Hallen, who reports being half black, half white. And as Richard was pointing out, it seems like it's a well-off family. It's a half-white, half-black case that probably worked in a kind of suburban, middle-class way, where his parents were able to send him to Caltech, perhaps with some help, but still, you know, there's some uppity, hipster flavor to his family life. But there is also a reality, which is that race still matters a lot in the dating market. And so no matter how much you realize stuff at universities, you find yourself like this guy at 40 years old with not much happening, not much to brag about. I don't know even if he has 40 years old. Don't quote me on this, but, you know, approximately from his looks. 31-year-old Cole Hallen. So you find yourself at 31-year-old with not much behind you and not much ahead of you. And you're just a boring teacher. And in fact, you're so boring that you made a game called Boredom. So that is a game that was on Steam from 2018. And people have been laughing at me on Twitter saying, Jeff, you think that a game you could have made 8 years ago could have influenced this shooting? Absolutely. First of all, we know that Cole Hallen has started plotting this murder about 4 or 5 years ago. And absolutely despair about not realizing enough will absolutely work on your mind over years. Now, consider this. If Cole Hallen had the idea of shooting Trump about 4 or 5 years ago, and he was just waiting for the moment, this means that the idea stemmed in his mind 3 years after the publication of his game. And I know as a game maker, because I've made a game that is already in test, in testing sessions, 100 times better than this. And there is a feeling of having accomplished not enough. And I can have this feeling about my game, that it's not ready, that it has to be worked on. But his game is 100 times behind my game. So Nucleus versus Electron, hosted by Neutron. Hi, I'm Proton. Hi, I'm Electron. So it's Boredom. The game is Boredom, which is B-O-H-R, a reference to the atomic physicist Bohr. Niels Bohr. It has everything about this game screams, I fucking love science. And here's something I can put on my CV showing, hey, I've made a game that's educational. Doubting Thomas says, JF, besides the motivations you often mention, in terms of possible psychiatric disorders, do you find a common thread amongst these assassin and or mass murderer? There's a diversity. There is psychosis. There is delusion. But not every shooter is in psychosis. There's ideological extremism. There's radicalism. There is stubbornness. There is autism in certain cases, in the execution style. So you have various factors that contribute to a shooter. And it's not a single story for all shooters. If you want the common elements, it's despair combined with a cause. Those are the two elements that I can trace back in any mass shooting. Sexual despair. So, as I said yesterday on Richard Spencer, a shooter is either shooting because he can't get the girl and he's trying to get revenge for this, or he's shooting because he can't get the girl, but he's trying to impress her one last time as a last move. he's thinking, is so submissive to the female order that he's like, not only is it correct that I've been rejected, I cannot ask for the consent of a woman. If they don't want me, they don't want me. But what I can do is I can serve women better in my death. This was the mindset of Cole Hallam. It's like, because in leftism, it's like, oh, I've been excluded from the sexual market. That's okay, bro. Nothing wrong with this, bro. Not everyone should be loved. I maybe shouldn't be loved. So see, there's a difference between this and the mentality of entitlement in a more right-wing or more kind of bizarre misfit type of shooter. Because the bizarre misfit says, I'm stuck with a rejection. It's not fair. And I'm going to grab fairness with my bullets. This is what the misfit shooter used to do. But as Richard Spencer pointed out, this type of shooter is disappearing. It is being replaced by ideological leftist anti-capitalist shooters. And I go further. What we are seeing are the first soldiers of the female order. What we are seeing is the result of female imperialism. Because I guarantee you, I know these fat, ugly, elementary school female SJW teachers. I guarantee you that one was in the path of Cole Hallam in her life. And I guarantee you that in her heart, she wanted little boys to become revolutionaries. I have known these leftist women. I have known these disgusting women. They want to mess with the system. They think, you know, not all boys are going to make it into proper fight, peaceful fight against leftism, but it's okay if some of them take action against the system in a dirtier way. Women push men to violence very often, more often than acknowledge. But let's keep reviewing. DK Shadow says, I know them too. Well, I'm sorry for that. Down to business. So there's this whole quality to this game that is kind of, oh yeah, I'm doing humor because isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that we're doing a game about atoms? Like, it's kind of boring, isn't it? But I'm here to show you stuff. You're going to learn stuff. Down to business. Why play as a nucleus? Well, because you can control entire atoms. So here you have the proton. You have the electron. There's some zaps of energy that are coming. And you can, if I understand correctly the game, you can redirect those zaps of energy to keep the electron from collapsing and perhaps breaking the structure of the atom. So here you have an arrow. You start shooting the electron. Plus one hit landed. This keeps the electron away. It adds kind of your entropic contribution to the trajectory of the electron, pushing it away from the proton. And apparently, these rays of energy are kind of charging the proton, giving him opportunities to use this energy. You can slow the electron to a crawl. Now the electron is advancing super slow. You can prevent an escape, so you don't want the electron to go out too much, because then you're going to be a free radical proton. By the way, radical, I think, is the technical term. Not a physicist, but, you know, when H+ becomes deprived, when hydrogen becomes deprived of an electron, and generally ruin their day. So this is the kind of humor this guy had. Generally ruin their day. This is such a leftist gay thing to say. Generally being an asshole. Just generally being, an asshole. Electron. This is so gay. Aren't you positive? Oh, so here a pun between being a proton and positively charged and the emotional weighted? Aren't you positive? Aren't you positive? Neutral emotion. So you have here what I identify as hyper empath. So this guy is one of those hyper empath radical leftists. This means a lot because it is often through empathy, a misplaced sense of empathy, that leftists will take radical action. Tyler Robinson is the perfect example. Per chivalry, invents a woman in his boyfriend, girlfriend, in transition, and wants to serve this woman so much. He wants to bring a haunted symbol to her. Misplaced empathy is almost always at the source of leftist violence. Not necessarily at the source of misfit and right-wing violence, but almost always at the source of leftist violence. Because what is leftism about? It's about outwardly displaying empathy, overly displaying empathy to the point of hypocrisy. And this is what I call the big lie of leftism. It's this guy was acting in every way the way leftists want. There he is, making a game that's about emotions, that invites to empathy toward atoms, and in fact educates people in line with institutional science. This guy has made everything the system wanted of him. He's been pressed like a lemon. Moving on, why play as an electron? Okay, so you can play as the proton or the electron. Way less responsibilities. Okay, so the game gets easier if you're an electron. You can go relatively fast. Like, all the time. I mean, this is scandalous to me, this use of like to be relatable. It was a thing. It's been a thing, but even in 2018, that might have been a very late use of like. And you don't use like in a professional ad for a game. That doesn't make you relatable. That doesn't make you real. So you got a single player mode. What about local multiplayer? Nucleus to mess with friends. Nucleus to ruin friendships. So here you have this bizarre overlay between the physics and the emotionality. This guy was a hyper-social guy. Doubting Thomas says, the way you describe Robinson evokes a dog bringing his owner a dead rabbit. Exactly. Online multiplayer will lead to quantum nightmares. Whichever is better for winning across n parallel universes. So here you have the first signs, you know, to think that it is relevant to talk about parallel universes and give it an N. You have this little sign here that this guy was on the border of psychosis already in 2018. And you'll see in his letter that he has had a psychotic inflammation by leftist media. And social media, Blue Sky specifically. One more question. How educational is this game? Rated out of 10, will we get the answer as to how educational? And now you have more emotions tied to atoms. You have a peaceful atom, a busy atom, a stressful atom. Emojis on subatomic particles. So that's... this guy is trying to do a mic drop in green font. So let me perform what he's trying to do in this montage. Do you know how educational my game is? Rated out of 10? Let me give you an answer. emojis on subatomic particle. Ba-boom! So he's trying to mic drop the idea that, oh, you should realize from just saying emojis on subatomic particles, you should have everything you need to know. That's all I had to say. Emojis on subatomic particle. That's how educational the game is. Now, there's this irony, this sarcasm attempt. But definitely, this is the sarcasm of a misfit. Because there's not... people are not going to watch this and feel that mic drop. There's nothing mic dropping about this. Let's review this, because this is a proof of autism in this guy. And I love autist, okay? But this is autism gone wrong. One more, let's review this. This is autism in a montage. I can guarantee you seeing this montage, this guy is autistic. How educational is this game? Rated out of 10? Emojis on subatomic particles. There you go. The guy thinks it's funny. So this guy cannot get a girl in a bar. This guy is too out there. He's not going to get a girl in a bar. He doesn't have the way to interface with the regular social world. He has taken all of his emotions and he has embedded them into physical particles because he has a mechanistic understanding of the world as a giga artist. Photoman says, this looks like an extremely leftism and feminism-coded video game, integrating stupid emotions into actual science. Yes! And you know, when Disney Pixar went extremely wrong, it's with the movie Inside Out. This is the indie game equivalent of Inside Out. What is the movie Inside Out about? It's about, well, we're going to get into the inner brain world of a woman. And we're going to show that, yeah, you have to care. You always have to care. We're going to give physical expressions to these emotions. So this guy was in it. He was in the hyper-moral, hyper-socialized world of woman. And he was doing everything by the book in terms of gaining respectability politically by the left. His name was Cold Force on Blue Sky. It's insane to me how many people believe that the US government will remain the same after a fascist convicted felon, blah, blah, blah. So those are words of the leftist media. A fascist convicted felon. Those are words of leftist extremism. To Bill Kristol, he says, note to elected officials, donors, tycoons, CEOs, reporters, and everyone else, do not believe reassurances from Trump. The Trumpist, so Bill Kristol was saying, the Trumpist authoritarian project of personalized, concentrated, and arbitrary power is proceeding apace. The reassurances are for suckers. So this guy develops an ID through leftist media, blue sky consumption, blue sky radicalization. Blue sky, by the way, is the, for those who don't know, it's this unknown Twitter alternative for leftists, literally. And it's an attempt at countering the Elon Musk takeover of X and is allowing of right-wing speech. But it is absolutely pathetic as a place. It's really... really Reddit coded type of institutional people get there. So now let's read the manifesto of Cole Allen. And as Richard was pointing out yesterday, it's amazing because it's not really a manifesto. It's a leftist letter of apologies. If you got triggered by my actions, I apologize. My goal was not to trigger you. My goal was merely to kill Trump. So these leftists they find it so important not to be a rapist, not to be an evil guy, not to be an asshole, that actually it supplants the idea of not being a murderer. So it's more important for Cole Allen, the fact that he's going to be a murderer, that's forgivable for them. but he wants to be sure that he's not seen as an asshole. So his whole manifesto is mostly apologies to people he may have triggered with the violence. And look at the relatability. I mean, it's made up relatability. Hello, everybody. So I may have given a lot of people a surprise today. Let me start off by apologizing to everyone whose trust I abused. So apologizing for lies while you kill someone. Presumably, Cole Hallen, while writing this, believed that he was going to be successful or that there was going to be a good chance of success. Caterpillar says, I'm all for the memeing, JF, but you don't have autism. Bro, you have no fucking clue. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know me. You don't know the people around me. They will all tell you that I for sure have autism. Now, I can perform pretty well publicly. I can perform pretty well in a public performance, but never forget that this is not the me you would see if you encountered me at a dinner. Now you can say I don't have autism. I don't mind. I don't particularly mind, but I can assure you that I don't use the label dishonestly. I can assure you that I hate looking at people in the eyes. I can assure you that we could be in the same room for 2 hours and you'd be the first to speak. I can assure you that I'm perfectly happy staying in absolute silence in a social situation. And I can assure you that I can measurably tell you it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I had a lot of rejection in my life because I'm just that way. Now, doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me even that you reject me. Maybe you have other preferences as to your social interactions. So be it. But don't tell me I'm bullshitting. Don't tell me I'm bullshitting. Yeah, I am like Cole Hallen in many ways. I am just like him. I have a history in education, an education of youth in science and doing outreach for science. Just like him, I have been in the trail of institutions and acting properly and being high performance in the academia. Just like him, I have an organized mind and a capacity for empathy. Although I have refused one thing that led Cole Hallen down the line of this assassination attempt. I have refused for my empathic capabilities and my knowledge and my ability for education to be recruited by female imperialism. This is where we differ, me and Cole Hallen. Cole Hallen is doing this, and we'll see in his manifesto, he's doing this for imagined female victims. This is where delusion, the leftist delusion leads. So I apologize to my parents for saying that I had an interview without specifying that it was for Most Wanted. Ha ha ha! So again, these jokes that don't land, absolute sign of autism. This guy had autism, I'm telling you. The jokes don't land. I apologize for my parents saying that I had an interview. Actually, it was for Most Wanted. Hey, bro, that doesn't land. No rhythm to the joke. It's just a failure. This guy must have been rejected again and again by female leftists. I apologize to my colleagues and students for saying I had a personal emergency. By the time anyone reads this, I probably most certainly do need to go to the ER, but I can hardly call that not a self-inflicted status. Exactly. Another non-landing joke. Another sign of autism. I'm straight out diagnosing this guy with autism, for sure, right now. I apologize to all of the people I traveled next to, all the workers who handled my luggage, and all of the other non-targeted people at the hotel who I put in danger simply by being near. So he's down to maybe there's going to be some trauma in the guy that was sitting beside me in the bus. I wouldn't want to awaken trauma. Maybe I was sitting beside a rape victim. And if this rape victim learns later, oh, this guy had a gun in his bag. Well, he had this bag beside me. She could be triggered. It could reawaken trauma. The obsession of leftists with trauma is something else. They are so obsessed with trauma, they will cause trauma with it. They will cause trauma with just the amount of care they give to trauma. It's like there's such a thing as at some point you have to move on. But they never move on. He apologizes for hypothetical trauma. I apologize to everyone who was abused and or murdered before this. That's very interesting. So he feels, well, by taking a murderous action, I am part of a collective, the collective of murderers now. And there are some people who will re-experience the trauma of the murder of their loved ones. And therefore, I need to apologize to them too and say, I am a different murderer. I'm not like the regular murderer. This reveals quite a lot of categorization in this guy's capabilities. This guy wants to split everything. And it's like, well, maybe I caused a murder here. Maybe I committed one, but I'm not like all murderers. And so don't put me in the basket. Or you can put me in the basket. That's your choice. You're a victim. You've been a victim of some other sad events in your life. I don't want to traumatize you. Go ahead and put me in the basket. That's fine. Totally cool with me. I had to do what I had to do. To all those who suffered before I was able to attempt this, and to all who may still suffer after, regardless of my success or failure. Fascinating. It's like future victims of murders might be triggered. They might feel, oh, these damn murderers, you know. But please don't include me in the batch. I'm different. Because I apologize to you in advance. Wow. I don't expect forgiveness, but if I could have seen any other way to get this close, I would have taken it. Again, my sincere apologies. Unto why I did any of this. I am a citizen of the United States of America. What my representatives do reflects on me. I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crime. So that is something that's going on. It's been going on for so long in the leftist. This conviction that Trump is a pedo. A rapist, a pedo, and a traitor. Trump isn't a rapist and isn't a pedo. This was a product of the left media. There is absolutely no sign that he's any of this. Well, to be completely honest, I was no longer willing a long time ago, but this is the first real opportunity I've had to do something about it. So a long time ago, he started planning this murder. But he just didn't have an in. He didn't have a moment where he thought that will make it possible. He needed a public event in which he had the confidence that maybe I can hide long enough and maybe I can get to him. And he's been evaluating with his thoughts and his physics brain rationally. What are the chances that I could be successful here? And he ended up concluding that at this hotel where Trump was doing the press dinner, that would be his best shot. While I'm discussing this, I'll also go over my expected rules of engagement, probably in a terrible format, but I'm not military, so too bad. So the delusion of having rules of engagement when you are going for the president under layers and layers of Secret Service security, like you didn't make it two steps before an agent shot you already. The first bullet that came was two steps from the metal detector. To think I'm going to have some rules of engagement and I'm going to have empathy in the process and I'm going to say, oh, these targets are fair, these targets are not fair, this is how it's going to go. you are insane. You are insane. It would be tough to do this even in a more restrictive scenario in which you would have much less agents. Two or three agents would be hard to get through. But now you have thousands of agents in a high security event, and you're thinking, I have the luxury of saying these guys are going to be my target and these guys are not going to be. That shows to me a very disordered brain that was, on the one hand, capable of fine categorization, fine structures of empathy, and I care about this and I don't care about this. So he ends up saying, I'm going to shoot the Secret Service. They are target only if they're necessary. They will be incapacitated non-lethally. So this guy has the concept, I'm going to have time to shoot in their legs. Secret Service agents won't let you. You won't even have time to shoot at all. You didn't have time to shoot at all. They didn't let you make two steps in. They were already guns out. The fastest one was guns out at two steps in. The others were ready to shoot you five steps down the line. Yeah, and bizarrely, the administration's officials are all considered targets, prioritized from the highest ranking to the lowest, but not including Kash Patel. Is that some racial solidarity? I mean, Kash Patel seems to me like some kind of Indian. This guy identifies as half black, half white. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what motivated. Kash Patel is off limits. But to me, that indicates this guy was in line with some degree of pro-Israeli. Because to me, Kash Patel, what he represents is he represents a fully kneeling non-Jewish man to Jewish power. So fully kneeling to Israeli interests. And fully kneeling to Trump in his pursuit of Israeli interest. So that tells me this guy was probably very much pro-Israel in his leftism. Of course, with his high empathy, he probably had some thoughts also for the Palestinians. So we have a lot of cognitive dissonance here. Let's identify what the state of cognitive dissonance is in this guy. On the one hand, he's doing everything that leftist institutionalism wants him to do. Becomes a teacher, has done his little game to teach physics, has made it cool and empathic, and it's kind of fun, and it's kind of boring, and oh, isn't that funny that I'm boring? In fact, I'm going to make a joke about it. His jokes don't land. Oh, sorry, I'm kind of autistic. What you have to accept with me, neurocognitive diversity. This guy checks all of the box. I mean, we haven't even touched on the multiracial box. This guy checks them all. But he doesn't get a woman. And he's on this low salary as a teacher and is going to trap him forever. He dreamed of something better. He wanted to do bigger for leftism. His service to the female cause was not enough. So he imagined, well, Trump is victimizing females, therefore there's a white knight role that I can play. Since no female will let me be her white knight, I will be the white knight of the victims of Trump, because no one is there to defend them. Trump has acquired power in the system, has placed himself at the top. I'm going to be the white knight of whoever his victims were, even if I can't get my own woman to be a white knight for. In order to minimize casualties, I will also be using buckshot rather than slugs. So even considerations about the technicals of his bullets and how he chooses them to minimize damage. So sure, just to give you a further feel of the I fucking love science type of guy that this guy was and how he was scoring on all the checkboxes, even being featured on ABC for using science to help old people.
College student Cole Allen developed a prototype for a wheelchair emergency brake.
The wheelchair brakes tend to lock the wheels, but don't actually lock the chair to the ground.
I love his personality. Look, the way the rhythm of his speech pattern, it reveals the autism. And he has this whole attitude with it that, hey, I'm just here to help people with knowledge, you know? Don't expect me to be able to deliver super well because, you know, I'm not a military, so I'm going to try explaining to you my rules of engagement, but it may not be super well organized because, sorry, I'm autistic and I'm kind of, I don't care. I'm just going to lay out the technicals to you. He's doing the same thing in his manifesto as he's doing here. Like, oh yeah, I'm not charismatic. Don't mind me. I'm just a nerd.
Chair emergency brake.
The wheelchair brakes tend to lock the wheels, but don't actually lock the chair to the ground. The idea with this is to prevent it from moving at all.
Recent aging.
So you have lifted a fucking wheelchair, bro. Aging into the future. Aging into the future. So the conference of how we will use science to reduce the problems of aging. Aging into the future. The future is a PVC pipe that holds your wheelchair up. So you're spinning in the... So you can't get out anymore. I don't know. How do you disengage this thing? Because at some point you want to go back to the ground, right? At some point, I want to go back to the past. I want to make wheelchairs roll again.
Into the future conference held by St. Barnabas.
It's not very clear to me because he has to manually put it there. So it's like, okay, I can see that this is a way to lift a wheelchair. I don't see the adjustability of it. Sorry. Paradigm shift 2070, says David last name. For this to be a paradigm shift, I would have to know, how do I disengage it? How do I disengage this thing?
Prevent it from moving at all.
Recent Aging into the Future conference held by St. Barnabas.
Oh, you need a caretaker to use it. Well, at this point, you know, okay, the caretaker has to lift your wheelchair to put it on this stand. There must be an easier way. This is the future. This is 2070.
Senior Services and the Eisner Foundation offered a test run on products that have the potential to enrich the lives of seniors.
14 different tech startups got to present to over 350 people in the hopes of getting their projects into some sort of senior health facilities.
College student.
So I think this gives us the ingredient of what we had. And look at this. Look at the looks of him as he's taking pictures to document his attempt at killing Trump. There he is. Look at his little smile like, oop, I'm just a regular autistic guy. Aha, nothing special with me. I'm just dressed classy. And look at how I found ways to hide my weapon along my body so I can go unnoticed. This is my attempt. This is the closest I could get to Trump. And he has some guns, some tweezers, some knives. And he has his red tie to look classy. This is a guy who was in a state of despair, but you'll never hear him say it. Because there is a taboo in leftist incelism, which is that you never acknowledge yourself as incel. And so what are the pillars of this guy's belief? Well, he's an artist who's a misfit. Again, shootings, assassinations, always by misfits. But he will never identify as a misfit. Because he's a leftist misfit. And leftist misfits, they integrate the female matriarchy-led belief that I'm not entitled to a woman. You know, if it goes this way, it goes this way. No one is entitled to a woman. And I'm not saying we should be entitled to a woman. But I'm saying the leftists are overly self-repressing on this. they will say, if no one wants me, then it's okay. There's nothing wrong with this. Then there's something else I can do for the leftist cause. I can contribute to good in the world. So again, you have the two ingredients of all political shootings of any kind, mass shooting or assassination. Despair and a cause. Despair and a cause. Those are the two ingredients all the time. So this guy's despair was, I'm not successful. Even if I've done all of the things on the book, I end up with not even a salary that would allow me to charm a woman. My personality is being rejected on the dating market. I can't even identify as an incel and find some reassurance in the fact that there are other guys like me, because I'm binded by leftist ideology to believe that my incelism is my fault. But then, since I'm such a loser, there's something else I can do. I can go further in my radicalism. I can save the suffering of one of the victims of Trump, because I imagine I'm so psychotic that I think Trump is a pedo, and I think all of these false pictures on the social media are real. And therefore, by killing Trump, he thought he would relieve the suffering of his victim, and he would relieve the takeover of the American government by fascism, by male fascism. So again, this is a guy who was acting in every way in service to females. He even had to invent false girls in his mind that Trump would have raped. False children that Trump would have raped to justify his actions. And it's so gay the way he phrases it. I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't endure to let this pedo exist. This is extremely feminine. So this is a product of hyper-empathic training of autists. I'm telling you, this guy has probably gotten some masking training. The big problem of the current interventions in autism is that we are not letting male autists be. We are commanding of them that they become these creatures of this place. Males are not meant to do what this guy was doing. Males are meant to claim a place in the world on their own and by their own terms. This guy was trained throughout his whole childhood, most likely, and I would say I'm pretty sure of this, this guy has received masking training. So masking training is when these female special interventionists in public schools or other schools, they train autists to react socially normally. They train autist people to more empathy. They program a reaction to empathy in them. Whereas the normal state of the autist is to not seek any trouble, but also not to be super empathic. And it's good. It works. Believe me, you can live a great life. It's like, yeah, okay, it gives us some sharp edges in terms of etiquette and politeness. But it is a very desirable place to be. And in this world, anyway, politeness is combined with so much hypocrisy that I would argue it's better to be that way. But this guy was programmed against his will as a child to act in the female way, the female expected emotional output. And as a result, he has developed these hyper-empathic displays, like we see in the letter. I'm so sorry about this, and I'm so sorry about your trauma. Those are words that are echoing in his mouth. This guy has been trained to be like this. And ultimately, when he acted, it was with the conviction that there was some false victim to avenge. This is the story of Cole Allen. Thank you for being with me. By the way, whether you're watching us on the new Twitter stream, because I'm trying to rise on the Elon Musk. Elon Musk is saying he wants to prop up live streaming on X. Well, prop me up, Elon. How many viewers do we have on X? Plus 346. Now, I think it's cumulative on X. So I'm seeing here 346. I think it's cumulative. So 346 on X is not like 300 people watching you simultaneously. It's probably more like 20. And then there's 20 that come and they leave, and 20 that come and they leave, and they prop it up to 346. But I would love to be able to maintain a crowd big enough on X that it can be financially interesting, at least equally to YouTube, if not more. But we're not there yet. But whether you are watching me on Twitter or YouTube tonight, the show needs your support to keep going. So join the Patreon or the Subscribestar. The links are in the description below, patreon.jfg.world, or just go to jfg.world and click on any of the icons to send your support. Thank you very much, all. It was my pleasure to do this psychological profiling for you guys, and I will see you all tomorrow.